welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
The enemy's looking for four kinds of people. These are the kind of people he's looking for. First of all, people that are weak in faith. How do you get faith? The Bible says without faith you can't. How many of you want to please God? Life in the Spirit. Every day I'm exercising faith. You all right? Hearing what I'm saying to you now. He's looking for those that are weak in what? And if I have faith, who am I going to please? How many of you want to please God? Well, you just said that. I know, but I'm a merry-go-round today. Amen? I want to please God. How? By having faith, not in man, but in the Word of God. Here's the next one. Ignorant of the Word of God. Remember we talked about the parable of the sower in Mark's gospel so many years? Then we talked the other week, I said, in Matthew's gospel, it says, Satan comes immediately as a seed is sown, comma, he steals it because there's no understanding. He cannot come and steal the word, but when he hears what doesn't come out of our mouth and what does, he can steal it because he understands there's no understanding. Well, I've been praying now for 3 weeks and nothing happened. He's right on that. Well, I've been praying and speaking and nothing happened, but I know the word of God says it's already done. Understand, when you talk faith talk, when you talk the word of God, you do not deny what already exists. Let's say there's a disease on somebody. You're not denying the fact that it's there. But what you're doing is you are speaking to manifestation of what is already out there. Jesus always said something before he did it. He spoke first what was already out there and called it into the present. This is a way of life. Well, I got my pink notice. And they said I can't have a baby. And they're going to evict me. And who's greater than all of that? Start calling those things that are not. How? By faith. Because if I do it by faith, who am I pleasing? I'm pleasing God. I'm not interested in what a man thinks. I'm not interested in what somebody else says. I'm not interested in the circumstances. I'm going to say what the Word says in spite of what I see, because that's God's perfect plan. That's God's method. It's a law. It's an established law, the law of confession, saying before you see it. Now, what happens in the natural? We know this. When I see it, I believe it. Am I right? That's the natural man. But biblically, you believe it before you ever see it. You see, this doesn't happen overnight. You don't get a message. You don't read a scripture and say, okay, I got it. It's a way of life that you and I develop as you go along. Then all of a sudden one day, whoa, this works. Of course it works. I've seen it work through my lifetime, and I'm still seeing it today. I'm still calling things that are not as though they were. Why? That's the biblical way to do it. Follow the life of Jesus. He did it over and over and over and over again. He spoke it in Genesis. What did God do? Did he have light show up and say, there, I told you so. God spoke, let there be light. Was there any? But it wasn't manifested. What was there? Utter darkness. And he spoke in the utter darkness, light that was out there to show up. When you and I have darkness in an area in our life where we're not getting anything done, it seems like we're spinning our wheels, call to the answer, call to the light to be manifested.
But Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. No, but he already does, long before you and I ever showed up to go through whatever it is we want to go through. If I'm going to go through something, I want to go hand in hand with God. I want to go hand in hand with the Word of God. I've been through as many difficult situations probably as you have. And when it's personal, let me know when it's personal. It's personal. You can't explain that to anybody. But I'm telling you something, that Jesus peers into the storm and calls the results through the storm. When he was in the boat, sleeping in the hinder side of the boat, the Bible says in the back, what did the disciples start saying? Oh, we're going to perish. Don't you care about it. What did he do? He stood up and he makes a statement. Where is your faith? If they had exercised faith, they had been with him long enough. If they had done what Jesus had taught them. So what did Jesus say? Be still. What happened to the storm? When Jesus came, I'm just giving you examples. When Jesus came to Peter's house, his mother-in-law was there. And what was she? Sick. What did Jesus do? He didn't say, Peter's mother-in-law, get up. What did he do? He spoke to what was causing the problem. He said, fever. That tells me, now you can believe this or not, I'm just telling you what I believe is in the Word. Fevers have ears. It's a spiritual issue. It's a spiritual problem. Fever, sickness, disease have ears to hear because they're in the realm of the Spirit, what the Spirit is saying to it. But that can only come through your mouth and my mouth. Listen, our knees may knock when we say something. We may feel a little bit like, well, I'm not on stable ground. When you keep doing this thing and you keep saying this thing, and when you start seeing the results, you'll switch over to a life in the Spirit in every area of your life. When your marriage isn't going good, speak to your marriage. I'm telling you, speak what God's Word says, and you will see God manifested. Jesus comes to the tomb of Lazarus. Remember that one? Oh, there's another good one. How many remember that one? They came to him, and Jesus stopped before he ever got there. You better come quick. He's ready to die. And he said what to his disciples? No, we got to stay here for the glory of God. Now, what would you have thought about Jesus about that point? I would have called for a psychological exam at the local hospital. I would have called for a physician to come, check him out, make sure there's no fever, Lyme disease, nothing like that. But what was Jesus saying? Listen to me. He was saying what the Father had told him before the day started out. Lazarus has died, but when you speak, he's going to come back. That's unto the glory of God. But what did man see? What did man say? They said what they saw. And when the word comes, he's dead, what does Jesus do? Oh, it's time. What? What kind of nonsense to go after somebody's dead? And when he gets there, what does he run into? If you'd only been here in time. How many times have you and I said, praying for something and believing, and we say, oh, where have you been, Lord? There's sometimes I walk into this pulpit and say, Holy Spirit, where have you been all week? He said, I've been here waiting for you. There are times I walk and say, oh, boy, it's not going to be an easy one. I don't know where to go and what to do. I'm telling you, he's always on time. Now, think about this, and again, I shared this. The Bible doesn't say, unless a seed falls into the ground and is dead. Unless a seed falls into the ground and... That's present tense. Because if you hold a seed in your hand for 1,000 years, and then you finally find a place to put it, what will happen? If the environment's right, the seed will say grow. But the seed's dead? No, it's not. It died, which means there's life on the inside. Jesus didn't wind up in a grave and was dead. He died, and he rose from the dead. There's nothing dead in your life and my life. It may have died, but God's in the resurrection business, and he will raise up anything he wants if he's got a bunch of people that are believing by faith what his word says. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's why the enemy goes around like a roaring lion seeking we may devour. Save those that are weak in faith. Those that are ignorant of the word. Here's the third one. Those that isolate themselves from the rest of the body of Christ. When the Bible says don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, because there is more power when we get together, encourages us and one another than if we stay out and go somewhere else and do something else or watch our favorite guy on TV. I heard a great preacher say something the other day. My wife and I said, wow. How many of you know the redwoods in California can go up to 300 feet high? I know that. But how come they don't fall over in the storms? Their roots only go down about 3 to 4 feet. See, God's got a sense of humor. Well, how come they can stay up? Are you ready for this? I didn't know that. The preacher said it. The roots go left and right
and begin to tangle with the other trees, and they become so strong that no storm can come and knock them down. When you and I are assembled together with other believers, go like this. Grab your go like this. Grab a hole like this. Now reach out and grab your neighbor like that. Man, there ain't no way in the world you're going to rip me apart. The enemy knows that. He's looking for those weak in faith, ignorant of the word of God. Don't come and assemble yourselves together. What if Jesus didn't feel like going to Calvary or only stayed up long enough to get half the population saved? There's a little thing in my spirit, DNF, did not finish. Jesus finished the race. You and I will finish the race. But when there's a church door open, when there's a ladies' breakfast, when there's a men's breakfast, when there's a guest speaker, when the church opens for prayer at 9 o'clock, when we're here on a Tuesday night, listen to me. Be in the house of God. If you're working, can't stop that. But if you're doing other things that keep you from coming together, then we can easily be toppled by the enemy. Here's the last one. Listen to me now. They're not mature. How do you get mature? You get mature by gathering together, by developing faith. By what? Getting into the Word of God. How often? Say on a daily basis. Say a daily basis. All right? Now, I'm going to give you a definition I gave you several weeks ago. You ready? The woman with the issue of blood actually said and used a confession of faith. Say confession of faith. Now listen. Say a law. How many of you know laws that men write can be changed as the culture and time goes on? Am I right? But God's law is what? Unchangeable. Listen to the definition of what law means. It means that which has already been laid. It means it's set and it's fixed. What does the word of God say in Psalm 119, verse 89? Forever, O Lord, your word is what? Established where? In heaven. And what did Jesus come to earth to do? Take which is here in heaven and establish it here on planet earth. So the law of confession is what sets us in line with God's word and builds our faith. Hebrews 10:23, God's promised. In the Greek, it says, wrap your arms around what God's promised and don't let go. It says the profession, say with me, profession of your faith. The word profession means confession. Saying what God says. Say it with me, saying what God says. Well, if I can't remember it exactly, paraphrase it. The Bible says God is love. If you and I say, God loves everybody here on planet Earth, that's fine. But not saying something can be detrimental to our spiritual man. Are you ready? Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. You don't have to turn, but you can listen. The book of the law, the word of God shall not depart out of your what? Mouth. Because when it departs out of our mouth, it's trouble for evil that would come against. Listen, evil speaks. Faith speaks. When you look at Hebrews, the Bible says the blood speaks. Well, how does blood speak? Blood speaks of the redemption of Christ from Calvary to you and I. Listen, the blood on Golgotha's hill still calls today. An empty tomb still calls today anybody who's willing to pick up and follow Jesus Christ.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.